Yeah.
Your argument is based on the scriptures.
Absolutely, yeah. God forbid that it should be anything else.
Okay.
I wouldn't dare to come and speak anything that wasn't.
Fair enough. Do you see an argument in the scripture for polygamy?
No.
No argument for polygamy?
No. Okay. Absolutely not.
Okay, if I... Well, you know it was practiced in the Old Testament.
Yes.
Yeah. What about in the New Testament where I believe Paul writing to Timothy, I think it is, says, let bishops be the husband of one wife.
That's right.
Yeah. Doesn't that suggest that those who are not bishops might have more than one wife? What do you think?
Well, that passage is... if you take that in the context of the passage, that is instructions for the ordaining of elders.
Yeah.
So it's natural that, of course, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of God, would, of course, specifically name bishop, presbyter, elder, in that verse.
I think he also says in another passage... maybe Galatians, he's free to lead a wife or two as the others, but he has refrained.
I don't think it says that.
I know
the one you're thinking of. Yeah.
What does it say? Please remind me.
I couldn't tell you without a Bible in.
Okay.
It's a bit windy.
Yeah.
I can get back to you on that if you like, but without a Bible in my hand.
Yeah.
It's in my bag over there.
Okay.
I'd have to look it up.
What about the history of the church? Wasn't it one of the kings who outlawed multi-partner marriages? One of the European kings?
Weren't they practiced
up until then?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
I'm just thinking it's the same kind of authority that you're challenging here that got monogamy instituted in the first place.
Mm. Well, let's look. What does it say here? Look. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife.
Yeah. Genesis,
and they shall be one flesh.
Yeah. And Abraham had how many wives?
Clearly, some of the patriarchs practiced polygamy, but. Well, look at Solomon, for example, King Solomon.
Thousands.
We find that this is not it is not commended by the Lord anywhere in Scripture. It is not it's nowhere given in the law that this is permissible. But we find that God, who is long suffering and kind, he sometimes allows things that are
up until the 17th or 16th century.
It's not that it's well. I can't talk about that because I don't know. Quite
fair
frankly,
enough,
I don't
enough,
know.
Fair enough. Okay.
But
I gotta run.
Yeah.
I do have to run.
I've got your email.
Yeah.
I will.
We can talk some more.
I will get back.